Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Dr. Cherie's Starlight Show. Well, I hope this waning moon and supernova window didn't get to you too bad. But I can tell you, it has certainly affected some of my friends, not just in terms of transportation, in terms of dealing with their life, but in so many different ways. You know, I got some calls by some friends being depressed and anything for my car's been stolen, my car broke down, oh my gosh, and this and that. You know how it is. It can be a bit difficult sometimes. Well, the idea is to remember, you know, to keep this positive attitude regardless of what is thrown at you, because most of the time it builds our character, all right? And for those who do not know about the moon, about the supernova window, these are the people who do suffer more than those who are aware of it and are able to control their emotions or their frustration in the process. A lot of interesting news going on. For those of you who have visited my website, the supernova window that started on the 13th of July, getting close to the next point of the dragon, which will be the 23rd of July, the news has been simply devastating. Again, the key word was anything to do with nuke, and we got some interesting news involving some powers in our testing missile. Surprise, explosion, earthquake, volcano, name it, and especially NASA. NASA. Well, you could be sure of that. It was a very, very close call. It was nearly an encore of what happened with the loss of those seven astronauts with the Columbia shuttle. Exactly the same thing that transpired with Columbia took place with this shuttle. Luckily for them, they did send the shuttle up there in the waxing moon, on the positive side of the moon, meaning when the moon becomes full and everything's supposed to go negative, it becomes a follow-up, so to speak. And those people spend a lot of time out there. They made many, many sorties fixing the wing and changing those styles. And I have a letter that was sent, an email that was sent to me from a lady which is teaching children, and one of the kids has connection with the astronauts. And I think on my next newsletter, I will include this email where the child is talking about some serious problem that the astronauts had to go through. And, of course, this note and this prayer was removed from the entire school immediately. It went in nowhere zone. Nobody has to know that NASA messed up again by launching the shuttle on a Mercury retrograde motion. The same signals, same omens, the same foam that hit the wings. But luckily for them, this time they had the technology to get out of there and fix the wing. But it was a close call, trust me. And in the future, when some of those files will become public, as you know, you know, NASA and many large corporations don't tell you the truth of what's really happening out there because they don't want to scare you. They need your money. See, they need your tax dollars. But one of these days, this will come true. It will come to light. And you'll see how close the astronauts were of losing their life if they did not fix the shuttle. And this is the beauty of being human. This is why I have faith for mankind, because the ingenuity of mankind is so very powerful. There is nothing that we cannot do. And as I always teach my students, we have been made in the image of God. We have the creative principle. We have the creation principle in ourselves, in our soul, in our gene, in our brain. And there is nothing that we cannot do And this is why I have faith for mankind, regardless of what's happening in the Middle East right now, that we do not end up blowing up this world. Well, it's basically, one of my students emailed me and says, Dr. Churi, you are going to have your course in October during the supernova window. And I said, I checked it out already. And he says, is that going to affect people flying? Because you said you're not supposed to fly. Well, I say you're not supposed to fly, but many times have I myself flown on a Mercury retrograde window. I'm going to Asia on a Mercury retrograde window, but I know what to do not to get shut down or being cornered by the stars. Always, always make your reservation in a waxing moon. Do what NASA did. Send the shuttle in the waxing moon. Plant your seed in the waxing moon. So when comes a negative time, it will be a follow-up of what you have started, and you can go against the supernova window. You can go against the Mercury retrograde, and you can still have a great time when Mercury is retrograde. I have chosen Mercury retrograde to teach this class for two reasons. The first one is to use the retrospective energy of that Mercury. Mercury is not going forward anymore, so all my students will be tuned by the universal mind to assimilate metaphysical information much faster, much better, much deeper than if Mercury was going direct. Understand that I'm not teaching mathematics, and I'm not teaching a program that wants you to go out there and start to scream your head off and sell any products. No. I'm teaching you the laws of the divine that demand introspection, that demand intuition, and demand you to assimilate the metaphor I use when I teach. So for those of you who will make it to Sedona in October, make sure to, and I will make a note of my newsletters a few times in the process, make sure to get your plane ticket if you fly from different states in the waxing moon. So this way, you will be protected against the negative supernova window that will obviously bring nature out of order. Now, this window of July 13, which I gave to George Norrie's show, is probably one of the most obvious dates that I did. Every one of the dates that I gave so far, and you can trace it by going to my prediction page, any one of these supernova windows and any one of those dates that I give on TV has brought a very, very important happening to the world and made national news. Just go and check it. The one that we are currently experiencing, the one of the July 13 that will last all the way to the next window, has produced the tsunami in Java, of course, with a big huge earthquake that killed 500 people. The same old story. This is during this window that the open war started in the Middle East. During this date, which was promoted and supported by the planet Uranus, which was surprise volcano eruption, tornado, bad weather, air electronics, nuke news. Of course, the volcano erupted in Colombia on that window. Remember, Uranus was the sudden release of energy of nature. A typhoon killed over 100 people in China during this window. Of course, this is not to forget the bombing of the Beirut airport during this window. And not to forget also the explosion of the building in New York, the explosion and the result in Lake Michigan, and worst of all, most of all, the 250 people that was killed in India because of an explosion. So when I mention explosion, well, obviously, it happened. So that's the sad reality. And the reason why I brought this date up tonight, because it happened on the waning moon and it happened during a Mercury retrograde or a supernova window, making the situation worse and much more dangerous. In my last show, I explained to you that I came 2.5 hours early to take my plane back to the state from Hawaii. And I arrived there, and as soon as I got there, they said, oh, but you miss your plane by 5 minutes. I was going berserk. 2.5 hours before, knowing this, I took 2.5 hours at a time of myself to make sure I don't miss the plane. I still missed it by 5 minutes. And when I asked them what happened to my plane, they say, oh, well, the FAA or the airline company have changed the schedule. So anything can happen out of your control. And how many hundreds of thousands of people got stuck in airport, got stuck in traffic, construction all over the place, accident all over the place, chain reaction action, bad weather, name it. That's what we're dealing with. And again, two of my other students also lost their plane, missed their plane. But what is really, really interesting is that I was sitting on that plane, and that air hostess came to me. She says, are you Dr. Cherry? I say, yes. And she goes, well, you're on the wrong plane. I said, what are you talking about? I just missed my plane, and they gave me that plane. They gave me that flight. She said, yes, I'm sorry, but you have taken the seat of this person, and they came and talked to me, and for some reason they give you the wrong plane. I said, this is not happening. That was just before they shut the door of the airplane. So there I go, take my laptop, and then move out of this airplane, go back to the counter, get another ticket, and finally get to the plane brought me to Vegas and from Vegas to Phoenix at home. This is just a nightmare for somebody which is not aware of the stars. It's enough to drive you totally insane. It's enough for you to get so frustrated and to get totally depressed in the process. Luckily for me, I knew all that. Even though I took all my time, I still got screwed up, and that's it. Well, now I know. Now you know. And each time that you read my newsletter and I'm telling you all my little stories, well, I'm sure in your own end, because the stars do not just shine for me, on your own end, you also experience some problems, okay? Now, each time the moon moves into a specific sign, it brings down to us the energy of the sign that is within the belt of the zodiac as the moon shines for 2 or 3 days in that sign. Now, the next window that I give, the moon, that is the 23rd, the moon will be in the sign of Cancer. And the keywords are very simple. Beginning, ending of an important portion of life, forced relocation due to destructive weather. But that is the main colors of the news. So you could be sure. I gave these dates on the George Norrie show. I gave him a bunch of 4 dates for the next month or so. But be sure that as the past has been my witness, the future will be my witness, that on these days, thousands of people will be forced to relocate. And it's already, we are coming towards this window. And I'm sure if you're on the television, you know by now that over 7,000 people are going evacuating Lebanon. A lot of Americans have to get out of there. So my prediction is already taking place. Before CNN put this up on their website, I give the energy of the day, okay? Okay, we are the 19th today. We are getting really close to the 23rd, and this is where it's going to be the culminant point where nature will force people to get out of there. Maybe a battle squake, a tsunami, a typhoon, a volcano erupt again, or a ton. I have no idea how Mother Nature will show her powers, but she will because she's alive and stretching. Okay? Now, incidentally, don't think you are not going to be touched. During those days, something important will take place for yourself too. So this is where you have to say, okay, now Dr. Therese says this and this for the world. Now try to turn and investigate your own life, investigate your own self, and see how this moon is going to touch you, okay? Now, the moon may touch you on an emotional level, like might be a boyfriend or your girlfriend find someone else and you split from each other, or maybe you're going to be forced to relocate because something is coming up, or maybe you have a very important move to do, or you're going to buy something. But be sure on the dates of the 23rd and for 2 weeks following these dates, or the few days following this date till the next windows, you are going to be forced to start or finish something very important. And guess what? As far as I'm concerned, I might as well tell you now, I'm going to be going to Las Vegas, meet my friend Gary Busey, and I'm going to meet, of course, my friend Brian and Jim, Carol. We got, you know, and other people that are waiting for us out there. We're going to go to this big, huge tournament. I'm going to be introduced to the top guy over there. We're going to have fun. To me, it's like an option for me to meet again with my friend, but it's also a new energy that has to be investigated. The people are going to meet, it will be like a new launching of some sorts, meeting with those big guys in Las Vegas at the Palms Hotel. Now, following this, I'm going to be coming back to Phoenix to do a TV show. And for those of you who have read my newsletter, I am looking for somebody that we want to be the guinea pig, so to speak, to do that Kabbalistic healing on television. And again, that's, if there is somebody who is in the area of Phoenix, well, then give me a buzz and send me a pic, send me a date of birth, because I work with the stars. And from there, I see if you want to, if you can be on the show. So that's another beginning, an ending for me. Then I have another TV show to do in Sedona. And as soon as I'm done with Sedona TV show, then I'm going to Asia. And that is a big thing for me. I'm going to be going for maybe 2 or 3 weeks to Asia, to Bangkok. I got some friends over there too, because I need to write my book. And there is no way. There is no way for me to, if I stay in Phoenix, it is absolutely impossible for me to do anything because I have too much work. Will it be your emails pouring every day? Will it be me keeping up the website with two other people working on this website? Will it be me doing readings for you, or, you know, planning some of my trips or my lectures or teaching some students? Will it be the mail that pours in my mailbox, or the telephone, God knows what? It is practically impossible for me to write. So this is what I'm going to do, okay? I'm going to shut down. That's the end. I'm going to shut down for a while in the office here, and I'm going to start something new somewhere else. I'm going to start my new moon power. Incidentally, remember, moon power is all about the moon, and the moon is in Cancer, and that's going to be the end of something important and the beginning of my new moon power Star Guide 2007. Okay? And I come back with the book roughed up, and then I'm going to send this to my proofreader. I'll go rid of the last one because there's a lot of errors in this book. And then from there, it's going to be edited, and then it's going to go to the printer, and then you're going to have the book by the end of September or October ready to sell. Now, for those of you who go to my site regularly, to the daily and the monthly forecast, you probably have noticed that I stopped updating it. Why should I, when you can download the book for free from my website? There's no point for me to waste time. My time is so precious every single day. So I have to make sure that I don't, I'm not saying waste time, but I don't waste time doing things that can be avoided. All right, now let's talk a little bit about coast to coast here. My good friend, again, John, Gary Busey will be on television. Okay, I mean, will be on, he's always on television. They just called me before the show and he told me that he's getting a couple of new films, new movies to do. He's a happy guy. Yeah, but I've seen Gary really depressed, you know, very, very down. And I came into his life a couple of years ago. And I start to tell him, Gary, this is that. And at the beginning, he was very skeptical, you know, very critical because he never really had anybody to help him on the spiritual level or an astrologer. He was very skeptical. But after the third meeting in Malibu in his house, you know, we developed more trust and more friendship. Now we're like brothers, put it this way. So, again, if you have signed up for the newsletter, it's free. Go to his site, okay, and give him some little, you know, some support. Say, hey, you know what, Gary, we heard Dr. Turi, and you're going to be on the George Norrie show tomorrow night. We wish you a good show. Just give him some support. Now, Gary is a very powerful guy, but he's a very sensitive man. So if he can read some of your support on his website, he'll be so happy. And you know how he feels about helmets. He nearly died on a motorbike accident a few years ago. And he's been fighting really, really hard to make sure that these helmets stay on the head of teenagers as they ride their big bikes. And he managed to get it done. He managed to get the law veto. So now it's the law in certain states to have the helmets and save lives. So, you know, there's nothing that separates your head from the hard concrete when you are on a 500-pound bike at 200 miles per hour. So I think it's a good idea to have a helmet, you know. So just tell him that you support his idea of protecting the kids and wearing helmets, and he will love it. You know, when I went to see him, this guy is an artist all the way. And he says, Louis, let me play you my last song. And I sat in the couch, and he says, okay, now listen. And he got his guitar, and he started to play. I was just blown away. I could not believe the way he was singing. He's got a deep voice, and the words that he wrote, oh, my gosh. He's just an incredible guy. Last time, when he had the law passed wearing helmets, he called me. I was right in the middle of my course in Hawaii, and my cell was on. I forgot to turn it off. And he was there on the phone, and I recognized his number. So I asked the class, you know, I apologize, and I pick up the phone. And he says, well, you're never going to believe what happened. With my gosh, I did it. I'm so happy. I'm so glad. Those kids ain't going to kill themselves no more. He was so, you know, committed. So I said, yeah, Gary, cool, boy. And he says, He says, where are you? I say, I'm in Hawaii. He says, oh, Tom, sorry, my French. He says, I'm going to Scottsdale, and I wanted to go out with you. I say, well, let's do it some other time. So I have set up to meet him in Vegas, and Jim Carroll, Brian McGill, and Chris Cello, which are very powerful guys. Again, for my newsletter, you can click on their website and say hello to those guys. You know, just give them some support because Jim is working really hard with Brian on a project that is totally phenomenal. And you want to go to the myspace.com, and then you want to or just go to my website. You have the link right there. And then go and look what Jim Carroll is all about, and go and look what Brian McGill is all about, including Chris Cello, and see what those guys are involved in. It's just incredible. They need as much support as they can get, because their aim is so pure and so honorable, and this is why they are my friends. So we're going to go there. We're going to be at the Palms Hotel in Las Vegas to the Parker Tournament. And yeah, I need a couple of days off, so that would be perfect for me to get out of the office before doing those TV shows and going to Asia. And then on my return from Asia, of course, I'm going to be going to France to see my mom before she gets totally berserk. If I don't call her once every 2 weeks, she thinks I'm constipated. You know, that's, my mom thinks I'm 15 years old still. But, hey, that's the way she is. Good mom. All right, just refreshing your memory a little bit. I have to do that Sedona show on August the 2nd. With Sin. Sin is a friend of mine. He is the boss. He's the CEO of Martin Studio. And, again, if you're in Phoenix and you want to be part of the movie, just, again, you know, email me at dr.turi@cox.net and send me your date of birth and send me your pick, and I will see if you could fit that show. And I have two shows going on again. The other one will be in Tucson on Saturday the 29th on The Cutting Edge with Jim Roger. and I have to do that show there too. And I need somebody quite slender to practice the basic Kabbalistic healing in the studio. So again, if you are in the Phoenix Peninsula, if you're in the area, just email me, call me, and all the information are on my last newsletter that I generated tonight. So all is there for you, okay? Now, I am about 5 minutes away to get your call, so I want you to grab your pen, okay? And if you're on the internet, you can read the number. It's an 800 number. It's a free call. So you can call and talk to me. The number is 1-877-876-5227. This is on the USA only, of course. I repeat the number, 1-877-876-5227. And you can call directly too if you feel like, and that is 530-876-3222. And if it's busy, keep trying. Let me give you that direct number again. It's 530-876-3222. Okay, now, when you talk to me, the first thing you're going to give me is the numbers. The numbers meaning your date of birth. But don't tell me, my birthday is this and this and this. Just tell me, for example, let's say you were born February 26, 1950. Well, say 2/26/1950. So this way, I have the software, I have my program in front of me. I can literally punch those dates on my computer, and immediately your UCI or your chart will come up. And then from there, I will see where the head or the tail of the dragon is, and how this dragon's gonna affect you for the next 2 years. Okay? So let me give you that number again. You get your pen, okay? The 800 number is 1-877-876-5227, and the direct number is 530-876-3222. All right, now you can call anytime you want, and I'm going to look at the location of the moon tonight is in Taurus. The moon in Taurus means it's a solid sign. Taurus is the bull. Taurus is the symbol used by Merrill Lynch Corporation, the banking industry, to represent solidity, to represent money. To represent money and solidity, the ancient Sumerian carved the bull. All right, I have a caller. What's your name?
Gail.
Gail, where are you calling me from?
From Tennessee.
Santa Fe, New Mexico?
No, Tennessee, honey.
Oh, from Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Tennessee. How's the weather out there? Hot in you mean?
Hot.
115 today here in Phoenix.
How much?
I spent all day with my dog in the pool.
Ooh.
What's your number, honey?
It's 920-1955. 920-1955.
Okay, I have your UCI. UCI stands for your unique celestial identity. All right. Now, what do you want to know, hon?
I seem to be having real problems with attracting financial monetary gain.
Okay. Well, first of all, you were born in September to the constellation of Virgo, okay?
Right.
I have a quick question to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you write or not?
Yes.
Aha. Because I see the potential to make a lot of money within the world of communication and writing. And obviously, you probably are good with computers too, are you?
Yeah.
Aha. Now, I tell you what. Let me look at your dragon. Now, first of all, let me look at your moon sign. You have the moon in Scorpio, and that means you're born an investigator. You probably have magnetic eyes. Do people say you have beautiful eyes?
Mm-hmm.
You bet.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, remember, that moon in Scorpio means also you could be sarcastic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So be careful with your words, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, your dragon's head, honey, is in the world of Sagittarius.
Oh.
And Sagittarius rules anything to do with teaching, publishing, traveling, foreigners and foreign lands.
Mm.
In other words, places like Australia, Spain, Portugal, part of Arizona, which are controlled by Sagittarius, or your dragon said, will be a good thing for you to investigate. You seem to be more lucky in foreign land with foreigners to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you need also to understand the importance of education. Are you thinking of taking any form of study?
Not really.
Not really? What is your major?
I already did.
What is your major?
Oh, business management.
Business management. So you have it all. You really have it all. Now, do you have a website?
That's what we're building right now.
Ah, now we are talking.
As a consultant.
Your 6 hours of work, honey, is controlled by Aquarius, which means if you don't have a computer, if you don't have a website, if you don't have any way to use your 6 hours, how are you going to fill up your second house of money and self-esteem?
Uh-huh.
Now, secondly, my top students were born in September because the mental process of Virgo is phenomenal. You guys regenerate with metaphysics, investigation, investment, money. A lot of Virgo have gift in psychology, the legal system, and not to forget, of course, interior designing. And all of them are great writers and great communicator.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for you to really do well, you have to let the new dragon, which has moved on the 24th of June in the sign of Pisces and right in your seventh house, the dragon is going to be on your side for the next 2 years, okay? Mm-hmm. And on your seventh house, he wants you to find new partner. He wants you to expand yourself outside of yourself. In other words, an option finally to go to the world where you belong is offered to you. Honey, your dragon said in Sagittarius will never reward you if you do things that are small. You got to be big. You got to think big. You also have to remember that the future is the reincarnation of the thought. So get that computer going. Get that website going. Aim as big as you can, and I guarantee you that you're going to be signing some contract. Now, the months that you are going to be lucky for you, 2006 and 2007, are going to be April, August, and December. You hear me?
Okay.
Now, the months that are going to be a little bit difficult for you will be June, will be October, and will be February.
Mm.
You got all that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm just giving you a little tip now. And remember to focus and concentrate. Do you look younger than your age?
Am I what?
Do you look younger than your age?
Yes.
I feel that. I can see it through the phone. Do people say that you look younger, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you've been doing a lot of listening with me, and that's good. But you have two different personalities, though. You have one side of yourself which is suspicious and don't go out and is very private. And then you have another one who talk nonstop. Do that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You have those two energy, and that can be really good to work on your own life. All right, sweetheart, did I help you?
Absolutely, dear.
Okay, another thing that you want to do, go to my website and download Moon Power. Did you do that yet?
I have it already.
Good. Keep an eye on the moon, and remember, you are going to be making money by contracting yourself with other people. Don't go over there and start to sign contract when you feel like, okay? Watch the moon.
Watch the moon, okay.
And you'll be just fine.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, love.
Bye-bye.
You know, this is what it takes sometimes, a little bit of a support, a little bit of understanding of your celestial identity. Understanding those stars is a step forward for you to lead a more productive, even safe life, period. If you decide to go anywhere and you don't respect the laws, you're going to pay the penalty, the same as the universe. Carlos, what's your name?
Hi, this is Patricia.
Patricia?
Yes.
Okay, what's your date of birth, honey?
December 20.
So that's 12/20.
1949.
Okay. What do you want to know?
Well, I'm just looking at when I'm going to get this show on the road. You know, my new life, my new career.
Aha!
I've been sitting on the sidelines
for
a long time.
Did you download Moon Power yet?
Yes, I did.
So you already know that the universe wants you to restructure your home and your career, yes?
I hope so, yes.
Don't hope so. It's an order. It's an order passed by the universe. The point is that you might have to take a little bit of chances. You know, when it comes to money, you're too insecure, honey. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You need to realize that the future is the reincarnation of the thought. And if you have to spend some... Sorry about that. Somebody's trying to call this phone.
Okay.
If you're trying to make money, You have to spend money to make money. And most of all, you have to write the right attitude. You have to have the right attitude. Now, I'm looking at your chart. You were born with the moon in Capricorn.
Yes.
That means you don't socialize enough. You need to go out a little bit more. Remember, your tail of the dragon is on your wishes and your friends area. That means if you don't socialize, the tail of the dragon is going to neutralize your wishes and your friends. And only your friends or groups can support your wishes. If you don't go out, you're not going to meet the people that can open doors for you. Now, if you don't want to go out because either you don't or you don't want to go out, then what you got to do is at least get on the internet, because you can travel through the internet. Do you hear me?
Yes, I can. That sounds good, yeah.
Okay. Now, let's see. Let me see. I want you to keep an eye in, as a matter of fact, next month's going to be an interesting month for you. Then, around your birthday.
Okay.
Okay? August and December are going to be interesting months. Did you experience a bit of problem in June? Did some difficulties or what?
Yes, I did.
You did, yeah. The dragon didn't smile at you in June, honey. I can see that already. But you should be confident now. Let me ask you a nasty question. How many times have you been married?
I've lived with twice and been married twice.
Wow. Do you know why?
I sure would love to know why.
Because you face the world as a Gemini. You know, you all Sagittarius faces the world as Gemini, which is a double sign.
Okay.
And that means two marriage and two partners or remarrying a partner or whatever. Now, is he a foreigner or not?
I haven't been in a relationship in 15 years.
Yeah, yes, the moon in Capricorn. You know, the beauty about the moon in Capricorn is that you're supposed to attract somebody either much younger when you're older and older as you get as you're young. Do you understand?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, I see you getting connected with some people, but again, the tail of the dragon is on the marriage sign. Your tail of the dragon is in Libra. Libra rules marriage and partnerships. In contract, and it's all on your dragon's tail.
Yes.
And that's why having the moon in Capricorn, which is not exactly a social position, you have been single for a little bit too long.
Okay.
So you need to get yourself together here. And you're probably a beautiful girl. I can see you through the phone.
Well,
you're very smart. You need to go out there and understand me that if you stay home, unless you have television breakdown or your computer breakdown and Mr. Fix-It come in and decide to like you, you're going to have a problem.
Okay.
Do that make sense? You cannot expect a postman to come in. You have to go out. You're a beautiful girl. Nobody is meant to stay alone.
Yes.
You need to go out there. You need to socialize, and you need to get rid of that nasty tail on your wishes area and start to wish that everything that you want will come true, because your subconscious is there to help you. Your subconscious does not know what's right, what's wrong for you. It's going to only bring you what you really want. And if you want to be alone because you believe you're going to be alone, if you want to be sad because you believe you're sad, well, your subconscious is going to give you that. The beauty of being a human being is that you can change all that.
Well, the first half of my life was very different. I was out in the public, and I got disabled in 2000, and I'm now beginning to get my health back again.
There you go. Well, honey, the new dragon is affecting your home and your career. So these are very, very sensitive points of your chart, okay? And your career may demand you to relocate somewhere, or your career may demand you to do something into your home area. Your home and your career are not going to be what it is today within the next 2 years. So you have 2 years. The dragon is giving you 2 years to rebuild all that. And you're smart. You're a good planner. You can handle finances. You can handle the medical field. You can handle organization. I can see you're a perfectionist.
Yeah.
You're supremely perfectionist.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? You don't like mess around you. You want everything to be organized. I can see all that. And that's a great asset if you run a business or work with a large corporation. But in many ways, the opportunity will start to knock at your door, as I said, around your birthday in August, 2006-2007.
Okay.
All right?
Great. Thank you so much.
You're surely welcome, sweetheart. Good luck to you.
Bye-bye. Blessings.
Bye-bye, love. Well, I'm glad because so many of these people listening to the show already have the book, so they already have an hint, an idea of what the dragon's going to do to them, you know. And by looking at the mutual receptions of the signs, which is Sagittarius and Gemini, all of those born in December and June period are going to be forced to restructure the home and the career area. It's in the book. The book don't lie. And I don't write those laws myself. I translate those laws of the universe for your benefits. You know, just last year, the dragon said was in my affecting my mind, and I thought, oh my gosh, that means I'm going to be busy intellectually. I'm always busy intellectually. But my gosh, not like this year. I mean, last year when the dragon was in my mind, whew, the Coast to Coast show brought me so much work. And I was there not long ago, still working. All right, Carla, what's your name?
My name is Donna.
Anna, and where are you calling me from, Anna?
Chicago, Illinois.
Illinois. All right, sweetie, give me your number.
712-1948.
712-1948. Okay, I got your UCI. I got your unique celestial identity right there in front of me. All right, let's see. Oh, my gosh. Interesting chart. Very private, very secretive. It's a lot of problem when you were growing up. Mm-hmm. Love, romance, and children has been kind of difficult for you, huh?
Yes.
Yep, I can see that. Now, the magic question now. You were born in July, you know that?
Yeah.
You were born under the constellation of Cancer, and you are completely under the jurisdiction of the moon. So my question to you is, do you have a copy of Moon Power?
I do. I downloaded it.
Oh, good. Oh, I am so glad. Now, did you read about Cancer?
Oh, yes, I know. I pretty much know all about myself.
I know.
My question.
But do you know where the dragon is?
I never put much weight on it, but I have recently. And one of my questions was, being that the tail is currently in Virgo.
In your third house, yes, in your mind.
On my Mars.
Uh-huh. You have Mars in Virgo. Yeah, like you have the same Mars than President Bush. That's why he's so aggressive with his words. He's got Mars in Virgo in the mind.
Yes, I do.
And that's why he's also accident-prone to be shot in the head. Let's hope this never happened.
That's not good.
Well, no. Mars always represents in a chart where danger can enter your life. So sometimes it means stitches on your head or being shot in the head or it's on the head. Okay?
Okay.
All right, because it's in the third house, which rules the communication area of the mind. And I'm not saying that's going to happen to you. In your case, Mars means, in a female chart, Mars means the type of man that would fit you well. And in your case, you would have to be a perfectionist, very healthy, because you're very critical. Your drive for perfection and details is very strong. Then you have this strong and powerful dragon tail in Scorpio. You know that, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's the witch of the zodiac, the
yeah.
White witch, constantly regenerating with metaphysics and healing. The head of the dragon is in Taurus, healing through the hands, ability with the arts. It's all there.
Yes.
Let me see. Have you ever worked with kids?
Kids are drawn to me.
Yeah, you got your Saturn in Leo. What type of work do you do, huh?
Actually, right now, I'm independent. I do marketing and legal, and I just wrote a book on disabilities with
mm-hmm.
my sister, and that's going to be published in a couple of months.
Oh, congratulations, sweetheart. Oh, my gosh, beautiful.
Thank you, but I'm wondering if that's going to be successful.
Okay, stop right now.
Okay.
Stop right now. You have the tail of the dragon in Scorpio, honey. Your thoughts are like a laser beam. They are going to go in time and space. They're going to go through matter. They are going to reach the publishers. They are going to reach everything before you go there. So don't sting it to death. Remember, you are a Scorpio dragon's tail. Now, in the name of ignorance, you could use your witchcraft residue against you and kill everything before you're given a chance to be born. Do that make sense?
Yes.
You got to stop that. I don't want you to be insecure about what you do. I don't want you to be expecting the worst. Don't get rid of all that, erase all that, delete all that in your mind right away. You see, that's the tail of the dragon in your mind.
Okay.
You have the tail of the dragon in Virgo right in your mind, and you're going to think that way. And that's where you're going to have a problem. But if you listen carefully, now if you have the tail in the third house, which is your mind, your thinking process, the way you generate your thought, you have the head in the ninth house. And do you know what the ninth house is?
Yes.
Teaching, publishing, traveling, all that you want. So why would you let the tail drag you down? Why would you add that tail and you're on a 10 in Scorpio and mess up many years of hard work?
Right.
Okay, so there's nobody but you that's going to do that. Now, as long as you understand it, you'll be just fine. And yeah, I tell you what, you're a Cancer, honey. And with Saturn in Leo in your second house of money, with Pluto right there too, you got quite a lot of money coming your way.
Okay.
And you got quite a lot of light to give to the children of tomorrow. Okay? All your material is priceless. And it's gonna reach much more people than what you think. So be confident, because there is a lot of people who need your material. There is a lot of people who needs to know what you went through. Make sense?
Yes, I do.
And this is what's going to give life to them and to you. And at the same time, society will reward you because of your accomplishment. So you've been just fine. Okay, let me give you the months where the dragon will help you.
Okay.
I see September.
Okay.
I see also, let's see, May. It's going to be a good month for you. And I also see January. Okay, 2006, 2007, this is when the dragon's going to make significant impact in your life. But as a rule, do not submit your manuscript or don't sign anything after the full moon unless you want to waste time.
Okay.
Got all that?
I got it.
All right, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you.
You're surely welcome. Good night.
Bye.
It's so very important. It's so very important for you guys listening to me now to understand that the new age of Aquarius wants you to raise your vibration and raise your awareness of your unification with the universal design. Aquarius rules the universe, and those stars interact with your brain, interact with your life. Everything is written in light. And don't expect Allah, Buddha, or Jesus to come back. No, this is just myth. It's deception from day one, geared to use fears, going to hell, so that you can get to your pocket and build the Church Inc. Now, the truth of the matter is you are children of the universe. You are coming from the stars, because everything under the stars is under the jurisdiction of the stars. You are made of this celestial dust. And if you can speak the language of God, the hieroglyph of the universe, you can understand those laws, you just respect the laws. You wouldn't dare to go anywhere shopping today and decide to completely and entirely forget to stop at the stop sign or the red light unless you nuts, unless you want to die. You've got to respect the laws of man, the laws of the physics. I'm teaching you the laws of the divine that have been stolen from you and replaced by destructive, dogmatic, archaic, religious junk. And as I'm speaking to you, in the name of those myths and those religious figures and those dogmatic teaching, people are dying at the very second that I'm speaking to you. Religion is a disease to the world that condemned the soul to be in a box. Oh my gosh, if I do something wrong, I'm going to go to hell. No decent mother should ever, ever teach her child that he's going to go to hell, because that would turn into a serious phobia, and you're giving birth to a killer, to a rapist, or to a lunatic. Now, there's so much more than what you can grasp. You are part of the divine. You have been made in the image of God. You are a God in training, period. Accept your divinity, accept your godly nature, and you're going to see the power turning around for your benefit. And remember, you gotta take chances. You know, if you've never been rich, if you've never been healthy, if you never had a good career, if you never find love, well, maybe it's because you're doing the same thing all the time. And the same thing could mean doing the wrong thing or doing nothing about it. No. Education, that's what it is. You need to educate yourself. Your life is like that shuttle. And in order for that shuttle to take off, if you are the pilot of a beautiful bird like that, guess what? you better spend some time studying the aeronautic map, the computerized electronics, flight machine, and the complexity of all the mathematics that that are involved in flying such a beautiful bird. That's your life. You want to play a beautiful song like I do on the piano? Well, do I have to tell you how many hours I bang that piano doing my scales and arpeggio and all the boring stuff? Well, that's all it takes. Education, dedication, put your will to succeed. There is a lot of force above you, a lot of power that you're not aware of. There's a tremendous, tremendous divine energy that made you. Call him God, I don't care what you call it. But never forget that you have been made in the image of God. And that's my message to you. Okay? You have been born to investigate every single little thing that's thrown at you. If you're lucky, you may live 100 years old on this earth. That is, if you don't piss up your friends or be at the wrong place at the wrong time, get drugs, or just take chance on your life. Ultimately, you have 100 years so that you can gather as much information as possible. And God, what if your boyfriend or your husband drop you? Or so what? Guess what? Don't blame anybody. The universe has a plan for you. You need to meet some other people that can help you to raise your vibration. And if that person doesn't drop you, then the dragon's going to come around your fifth house of love or your seventh house of marriage like he did to me. And guess what? Knock down 15 years of marriage. Of course it's going to take you a long time to heal. The ego is hurt. You're lost. You cry. You're depressed. God knows what. But ultimately, the universe has a plan for you to move on. Move on. There is better people, better experience, better things ahead of you for you to experience. And life is a constant process of changes. Each time you find an excuse or you're in denial to make your next step ahead of you, you are screwing up. You're on a fate. Period. Take a chance. Have faith. Be confident. Because all the people you're going to meet every single day have something to offer you. Even if they take away from you, they still are giving you something. That's called experience, because that's all you have. That's all you need. Because ultimately, when this 100 years gone by, and God knows it goes real fast, the only thing you're going to take with you is the total amount of your wisdom, your awareness. You're gonna die. You're gonna go back to where you belong, the earth. That's the shells. That's your core. That's the mother part of yourself. But your divine spirit is immortal. And all those impressions are set in your subconscious and into the superconscious in time and space. That's your next paycheck. That's your karma. That's all the work that you did in this current life. Payoff is on your next reincarnation, whatever you feel like, because in time and space you have no time. You may decide to take a few weeks off or a few billion years because there is no time. And you get born in paradise and you come back. Above and below, the only thing you have is eternity. Each one of these stars out there supports a life, even if you don't see it, and even if science in its infancy cannot comprehend the majestic depth of life and the essence of creation. You are a child of the universe, and there is no accident for you to be. And that is ultimately to gather knowledge. So each time you are on a very low point in your life, you've lost everything. You've lost money. You've lost a dear one. You've lost a husband, a family member. Let's hope it's just move on somewhere else. But the fact of life is you can also lose someone because of death. And that is terrible. I've lost my dad. I was 11 years old. My brother is 16. Two of my best friends passed away last year. You know, and I can only recall the great time I had with those people. I can only recall the laughs, the discussion we had, the giving, the presents, the birthday. And this is why. Make a full-time job to leave now. Because you only have now. You had yesterday. Tomorrow is a promissory note. You don't know if you're going to have tomorrow. But you have now. It's priceless. Every single second of your life is priceless. Don't sleep through life. Don't sleep through your life. Go out, do things, meet people. Get up with the sun. Do like I do. Live 10 lives in one. Because it may be taken away from you anytime. Understand the importance to be alive. Get up early. Get active. Oh, trust me. You like to sleep? So do I. But understand that you have eternity to rest when you die. You're going to be sleeping a lot when you're out of your body. So get this body in action. Get in shape. Move. Exercise. Eat decently. Don't smoke. Don't kill yourself. Turn bad habits into good habits. Raise your vibration. Become the positive icon. And the universe is watching you. Call him God if you like. And he's slowly but surely going to reward you. Because it's all about energy. And if you vibrate at a very high level, at a very high speed, a magnet is not going to attract a piece of wood. The next thing you know, you're going to be in demand for your job and for love. Works for me, works for you. Common sense, nothing else. Well, the beauty of being an astropsychologist is that it allows you to perceive the dark. You're able to see with your third eye what science and religion cannot see. Maybe you want to consider raising your own vibration and your cosmic consciousness and join me in Sedona. And if you cannot join me in Sedona, well, take my course by mail. You can take the tapes. You can take the 12 90-minute tapes for $550. The books, the material, everything that you need, the CD will be sent to you. And now, if you want to really learn, then take the big one that I just did in Hawaii. That's all the DVDs, 8 DVDs. The price is different. But at least an option is given to you. Not just to know better than any president, any religious leader, or any scientist out there. You know, honoring and gathering the keys, what it means to be human, is totally priceless. I'm offering you that. Take a chance. Because if you don't take drastic action or make drastic decision, you're going to be exactly where you are now, next year, the year after, and 10 or 15 years or 20 years from now. Take a chance. Because if you take chance, chances are, with me, you can't lose. And I guarantee you that, and I can only promise you that. Just ask my students how they feel after spending a week with me and learning all about Kabbalistic healing, the secret of Nostradamus, the power of your subconscious, the understanding of the structure and working of the universal mind, the astral tarot. My gosh, what a blessing, what a good time we had. Well, we come at the end of my show. I want to take this opportunity to thank every one of you for listening to Starlight Show, and we shall see you next week. Good night, everybody.